If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/the SCP Experience. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/the SCP Experience. Now time for the story. Summers are always hot. That makes it really hard to get to sleep some nights. Usually I just crank the AC really low, but that only wakes me up at night freezing. After getting off work, I start cooking dinner. My girlfriend doesn't make it in until later tonight. She's working a second shift schedule, just a sandwich for me and something for her in the fridge. We've been together for 5 years, but moved into the same apartment just recently. It was a tough move getting her across the city to this place. A lot of boxes, a lot of trips. Then there was the painting and the new carpet. Slowly but surely, we made a home. It was only last week when we finally unpacked the last box. Tonight is the first night I'll be sleeping on the new bed. We bought it at a used furniture store after the old one broke. This one was much newer. The old bed was leftover furniture from my parents, and it was incredibly worn, hardly big enough to fit two people. To celebrate, we also bought a brand new mattress to go with it. Something to maybe help with my back issues. I eat and watch some videos before laying down on the bed. Eventually, I get tired enough to roll over and sleep. I am woken up in the middle of the night. Sure enough, the heat is bothering me again.
I really need to install a fan,
I mumble to myself as I stare up at the ceiling. Adding more to the list of improvements to this place, the solution, since I don't want to roll out of bed, is to just stick my feet out to help cool me off. Seems to do the trick as I close my eyes and lie on my back. Soon the blackness takes me in and I am out. I have a nice dream. I dream that I am back in school, talking to friends in the classroom. For some reason, the teacher is almost shapeless. I don't really know how else to describe it. My friends and I get to talking, but we are very loud in the room. The teacher pauses the lesson and with a long arm, stretches across the room to tap my shoe. With a clawed finger, his gentle tapping becomes steady as a clock, tapping away until it gets my attention. I am awake. It is hours later, and I feel something on my toe. I still feel it from my dream. My eyes blink open, first one, then both stare at the ceiling. I go to move my foot away, but I can't. My leg hasn't fallen asleep or anything, but it seems like the signal to my toe and foot is not getting through. What is going on? I go to lift my head and look, but that doesn't work either. Still, I can feel the sensation on my foot. I try to bend my knee and it is the same. I can't move it. I open my mouth to yawn, now being awakened from a dead sleep. Looking down towards the end of the sheets, I try to adjust my vision in the darkness. What I see at the foot of my bed makes me gasp. A shadowy hand is tapping at my big toe with a long pointed claw. It stops. It can feel that it now has my full and undivided attention. Then it starts to slowly dangle its claws down onto the soles of my feet. I can feel everything, but I can't move. Nothing works. Not my arm, or legs, or torso. Not even my goddamned neck and mouth. I can't even muster the control to scream. The only thing I seem to have control over are my eyes. Otherwise, I'm a prisoner of my own body. I focus back on the spectral hand, which seems to know that I am looking at it with wide eyes. I am scared, like I'm being held hostage and at the mercy of whatever this thing is going to do to me. I'm barely able to make it out in the dark, but I can clearly see that it is almost opaque, like looking at black frosted glass, but it bends unnaturally like rubber. When it brushes against my skin, it feels ice cold. For a few minutes, it caresses and graces the skin of my feet. It even takes the time to count each one of my toes, pointing at every single one in order. First the big toe, then the middle ones, and then pinches my pinky toe. What the fuck is it doing? My mother used to play this game with me when I was a toddler. I'm scared beyond my wits, and I can feel my heartbeat thumping in my ears. I try a few times to break out of my paralysis, but it's of no use. After what seems like a few minutes of teasing, the hand closes and points with one single claw up to the ceiling. The index finger of this thing is long and thin like a sharpened pencil as it curls up and then down to descend onto my big toe. The tip of the claw starts to press in between my toenail and flesh. It is agonizingly slow as the sharp pain hits a wall and then surpasses it with each second. It hurts. Suddenly, the lights outside flip on and the hand vanishes. I can move. I sit straight up and am able to finally take a full breath.
Oh, did I wake you? You were lying so still.
It was my girlfriend coming in from work. I try to calm myself down. My skin has perspired so much that I've left a sweat shadow on the sheets. Was it all a nightmare?
Babe, you okay?
She pauses after setting down her things. She peers into the dark bedroom with a concerned look.
Yeah, sorry. Just had a bad dream. Aw, poor baby. You want me to sing you a lullaby?
She muses as she gets off her shoes. I wasn't really in the mood for her cute remarks.
There's food in the fridge. I made you a sandwich. Thanks, but I'd rather just get to bed.
She casually states before letting her hair down and making a beeline for the bathroom. I can hear her start the shower after closing the door. I turn on the light at the nightstand and pull in my foot. I look at my big toe specifically. I don't see any marks or bleeding. It looked fine. Maybe a little tender, but I can't tell if it's all in my head or if it is real. What a strange dream. Crazy even. I can't remember ever having a dream that felt this real. It is midnight when my girlfriend finally crawls into bed. We don't talk at all. She falls asleep within minutes, but I am not getting a wink of sleep for the rest of the night. It is very early morning when I decide to beat my morning alarm and get ready myself. It is still dark outside when I put 2 feet on the floor and start to walk to the bathroom. But before that, I have to know that it was just a dream. Slowly, I drop to my knees, and with much hesitance, I stoop my head low to look underneath the bed. I look, I exhale. There is nothing but clumps of dust. I almost chuckle at myself at how stupid I feel. A grown man looking under his bed like a child. So dumb. The rest of the morning continues as normal. I get ready and leave for work while my girlfriend sleeps curled up in a fetal position with an arm feeling at the empty space I left for her. The rest of the day is pretty uneventful, but I do feel pretty tired. A lack of sleep is what I blame it on. With enough trips to the coffee machine, I am able to power through the next 8 hours of an office job. Still, I can't get the vivid nightmare out of my head. What did it mean? Was it because I was sleeping on a full stomach? Did I actually jam my toe on a loose nail while I slept and didn't know it? Perhaps an insect stinging my foot while I dreamt. Whatever the case, I don't think I'd be sleeping with my feet out again. Definitely not. After work, I decided to pick up dinner instead of cooking it. A pizza is my typical go-to when I'm too lazy and tired to cook. My energy was really draining out of me towards the evening, and all I wanted to do was get showered and get to bed early and maybe fall asleep while watching an episode on my phone. After showering and brushing my teeth, I walked over to the bed. Again, I found myself kneeling on the floor to look under. Again, only the dust bunny stared back at me. I shake my head and hop into bed to curl up to a low-budget series I've been trying to finish. I text my girlfriend not to make too much noise when she comes in, but I doubt I will hear her. With the fresh thoughts of last night still in my head, I tuck my feet into the covers to not let them be exposed tonight. I don't care how hot it is. I don't want to have that dream ever again. It's super childish to be this superstitious about things, but I don't care. Once comfortable and safe, I curl up and watch a video to lull my mind into sleep mode. It doesn't even take me 5 minutes to start snoring in front of the small screen. It was later that I felt the side of the bed give into the weight of another person. I didn't hear her come in, but I was half asleep when I felt her lay in the bed with me. I mumbled something, but she didn't respond to it. We jostled around to share the covers, and I tried to get comfortable. Unfortunately, we bought a bigger mattress, but not a bigger comforter to go with it. It's hot, so I lift the covers off my feet to let them breathe a little. It feels nice and cool, and I am able to find my sleep again without too much trouble. I awoke again sometime later with a sudden jolt. I felt my muscles unable to move from their position. My eyes dart around to try to see what is happening. It is still very dark outside. Again, this is the same feeling I had the night before. Am I having the dream again? I look down at my body and see that once again I am on my back and my feet are uncovered, hanging off the edge of the bed. But what really made my heart leap into my throat was my girlfriend's feet. A hand, that same clawed hand made of shadow, was making a meal of her feet. The flesh peeled off from her muscles, and muscles peeled off from bone in some places. I could not turn my head to see her face directly, but I could barely perceive her in my peripheral vision, her eyes wide as headlights as she could not scream, could not move. I couldn't either, as much as I want to. We were both frozen, both hostages. I watched as the spectral hand used a claw to peel off a bit of meat from the sole of her left foot. It seemed to pick it off and hold it in its claws, almost admiring the wet, red strip of skin and tissue. It then slowly descended down out of sight. I used the moment to try to break free. I can't even clench my teeth as I spend all my mental effort into my neck to try and lift my head, but it was useless. Something was blocking the signals to my muscles from my nose down. down. Tears start to form in my eyes from all the strain and fear. I could tell that my girlfriend had been crying long before I woke up. I can somehow feel her looking, or trying to look, at me for help. The hand rises up again, and I can feel her fear rise sharply. Her whistled breathing through her nostrils is rapid, as the claw teasingly descends down upon one of her toes that have been flayed clean of all tissues. With a small twist and pull, it is able to pick off one of the bones. It is a soft and sickening sound as it is pulled off her, like the snap of plastic as the thin tendons break. The claws hold the small bone between its thumb and forefinger, rolling it around. As if feeling the small trinket gives it pleasure, there is a small spurt of blood from her foot as her heartbeat quickens. The hand descends with the bone, almost waving it in front of her in a teasing manner. I hear a soft whimper from her as she continues to cope with what is happening. Once again, the claw disappears. This goes on for the next hour as her feet are picked apart clean, sometimes a big piece, sometimes a small piece, but each time with agonizing slowness, savoring each second of it. I don't know what it was doing underneath the bed with all those pieces. Was it eating them? Was it collecting? Or is it just toying around with her for its own sick enjoyment? An hour later, and it is still dark, and both her feet are gone, picked clean up to the ankle. Her skin is pale from blood loss. She fainted multiple times, but then sharply woke up when the next sliver was taken, meaning she could still feel all of it. I looked in terror at her smooth calves terminating in bloodied stumps. I felt so guilty that I couldn't help her as she was tortured. I waited for it to show again and start working up her leg, but it was a full minute and nothing. Did it stop? Was it done? Why can't I still move? I can see that she has passed out from exhaustion, shock, or possibly even from blood loss. While I am thinking these things, I see the hand creep back up again, although this time on my side of the bed. Claws start to glide across the cold skin of my exposed feet. Please let this be a dream. Please wake up. Please. Then I feel the first painful cut into my pinky toe. The skin tears. The warm blood trickles out. Oh God, help me. SCP-072 is a shadowy and translucent projection which resembles a 0.9 meter long hand, the fingers of which taper to a sharp point. Detailed recording of the SCP-072 is difficult, as it does not manifest at light levels above 5 lux. Instances of SCP-072 have only been observed to manifest when a human enters REM sleep while located in a bed infected by SCP-072 and leaves a foot or feet exposed to open air. If these conditions are satisfied, SCP-072 will emerge from the foot of the bed and appear to use its pointer finger to tap on the subject's foot until they awaken. Subjects have reported that, at this point, they were unable to move, showing symptoms similar to sleep paralysis. This continues as long as SCP-072 is visible. SCP-072 will then use its pointed fingers to cut portions of flesh from the exposed parts of the subject's foot or feet. It will return to within the bed in between each removal, emerging without the collected material. This will continue until SCP-072 has taken all of the exposed foot or feet, stopping at the ankle. Those subjects exposed to SCP-072 report this process to be immensely painful. Its paralytic effects render them unable to scream or call for help. It is unknown if manifestations of SCP-072 feed on the collected material or use them for some other purpose. As long as the wounds are properly treated, SCP-072's effects are not fatal, but have been observed to cause psychological damage relating to sleep in the future. There is also a secondary effect. Any bed within an approximately 10-meter vicinity of a bed which manifests the effects of SCP-072 will also host an instance of SCP-072. Destruction of a bed affected by SCP-072 reveals no anomalous materials and no trace of biological material removed from subjects. Thanks for listening. To get notified every time a new episode is released, be sure to click the follow or subscribe button and turn on all notifications.